ask you a couple of questions now. Is it okay?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, thank you. So, how did the event come to Bournemouth?
How did it come about? So, I set up my business, which is called Make Space, in about February time.
Yeah.
And I work with people, helping them doing... I'm a professional organiser, so anything in their life that they need a bit of help with regarding their belongings. So whether it's people moving house or people with their downsizing or all those sort of things. And I started working with people quite a lot doing wardrobe decluttering and detoxing. And it just kind of came about as an idea really through that to help raise some funds for the charity and help people to clear out some of their clothes that they don't wear anymore and to have a bit of fun and find some things, new things that they do want and like.
Oh, okay. Why did you choose the Lewis Manning Hospice?
Lewis Manning. Initially, I was looking for a charity that had had charity shops in the area, so actually to help them with their stock and help move things out of people's wardrobes and into the charity shops to raise more money for them. And I came across Lewis Manning through a couple of different people, and they've just been over to visit their hospice, and they do such amazing work over there. And they don't have hardly any public funding at all, so everything's done through fundraising.
Okay. How does MySpace intervene besides organising and...
Makerspace, what, for individuals or for the charity?
For this event in particular, yeah.
For this event. So at the event today, there's a lady called Sandra Atterall, who's from House of Colour, and she's coming to do a talk about how to sort of dress for your colour and your style. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do a bit of a talk about helping people, actually the process of clearing out their wardrobe and why they hold on to certain belongings and certain bits of clothes, that things that we don't fit us anymore, and why we hold on to them. And also I've been looking at the last couple of weeks, I've been working with a really small capsule wardrobe, so 15 items of clothing, just showing that you can, if you have a bit of forethought about what you're keeping in your wardrobe, you can make sure that you wear everything and be able to mix and match your items, so you don't need to have masses and masses of stuff to have lots of different looks.
Okay. Do you think people are interested in it? Do they know the concept of the swapping?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of interest in it. I'm hoping that it'll be really busy tonight. I think people like the idea of, one, supporting the charity and also clearing out some of their old things that they don't want anymore, and the idea of being able to swap it for something else that they do like. So it seems to have been a really interesting concept. And also the other thing I like about it is that obviously it's very environmental. You know, it's a really good way of for people to put new things in their wardrobe without buying stuff new from the shelf.
Okay, thank you very much. I have a question actually. Can